Hi there, this is Chris Barrow on Tuesday the 27th of April 2010. I had occasion over the last few days to think very deeply about the issues of performance and behaviour amongst self-employed subcontractors in a dental business. And what I mean by that is self-employed associates, therapists and hygienists. Now, the fact remains that in spite of pressure from the Inland Revenue, the overwhelming majority of such members of the dental team still preserve their self-employed status. And this gives rise to a very interesting dynamic within a dental practice. Because insofar as the performance of individual clinicians is concerned, it's very difficult to establish brand standards for clinical governance, because the fact is that in the same way that no two economists can agree on an economic principle, you could perhaps state that no two dentists can agree on the correct diagnosis and treatment plan for a given patient. Now, that in itself is a good thing. It's almost a form of healthcare democracy because it means that the individual is free to make a judgment based upon their experience and based upon their expertise. But when you run a dental business, which has got a number of these self-employed subcontractors within it, it makes it very difficult to operate the business as a franchise prototype because of this clinical freedom. Now, I have to say, in my own experience, clinical freedom has sometimes been a smoke screen for a lack of clinical confidence. And I hope the dentists listening to this audio post won't be offended if I say that sometimes I've noticed a situation where a less experienced associate has diagnosed treatment which is within their skill set, as opposed to the treatment that might be in the best interest long term of the patient. I can see myself getting shot for saying that. Nonetheless, when you run a dental business, it is necessary to have brand standards, particularly in these days of growing competition. And so we have to, I think, look at three contexts in which the existence of a subcontractor is measured. The first of these is clinical performance. Does the individual operate within general guidelines that have been established by the practice, but also have the opportunity to exercise their clinical freedom? Number two is operational performance. Does the subcontractor turn the right switches on, turn the right computer on, use the right equipment, materials and laboratory consistent with the effective operation of the building? And thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, does the subcontractor operate in accordance with brand standards with regard to the attitude with which they perform their duties? And it's on this last point that I want to focus briefly, because what I find is that the number one complaint that I have about subcontractors is that their attitude is not right. By way of example, yesterday I had a question which is, if we run team training sessions, should I invite associate therapists and hygienists to come along and should I pay them? Well, the answer to the first question is yes, and the second question is no. But what I'll tell you from experience is that 20% will attend, and thereby hangs the problem, that trying to get the right attitude is perhaps the most difficult challenge of all. Perhaps in a future post, we'll discuss how that can be achieved.